It was June 19, 1865, that U.S. Major General Gordon Granger issued his General Order No. 3, which told slaves in Texas that they were free. Problem was, Granger wasn't just a few months late, he was 2.5 years late. Slavery had ended in the Confederacy, at least on paper, 2.5 years before, with Abraham Lincoln's issuance of the Emancipation Proclamation. Coming up tonight on Thinking Out Loud here on KBIA, I'll visit with Tawny Brown. The Boonville resident is leading the charge again this year for the August 5th Emancipation Proclamation celebration in that River City. Also on the show tonight, we'll hear from Scott Woodbury. He's a horticulturalist who'll be in town for a rain garden learning tour next week. We've got Rain Garden 101. Both of those guests on the show tonight. This is Thinking Out Loud on KBIA. Your neighbors are more interesting than you think.
My name is Tawny Brown. I am from the great city of Boonville, Missouri. I am the president of what is known as the Concerned Citizens for the Black Community and the Concerned Citizens for a Better Community of Boonville.
Give me some history of CCBC.
Absolutely. The CCBC was founded in 1980. It was founded based upon a single issue. My former teacher, Mr. Paul Dow, who is currently a resident of Columbia, was in fear of losing his job. He was the only African-American teacher in the whole district. They stayed with him because of budget cuts. My grandfather, Larry Rolls, my Uncle Wilbur Dow, a lot of other concerned citizens went around door to door talking about the importance of having an African-American teacher in the school system. Paul Dow was from Boonville, and they made a concerted effort to make sure that they passed a bond issue to save his job. And from that, the CCBC was formed. They realized there was a lot more things to do. And so in December 1980, the CCBC became what it is.
So here we are. 37 years on.
37 years, yes.
He kept his job. Did he retire from school in Boonville?
Yes, he did.
So in the 37 years since, how has the focus of CCBC evolved?
I am a child of the CCBC. Like I said, my grandfather helped to found it along with Larry Rolls. My mother is heavily involved in it and still continues to be heavily involved in it under my presidency. One of the things it truly focused on was education. Education was crucial. One of the first things that I remember the CCBC doing was establishing scholarships specifically for African-American students to go to college. And I will tell you, since the CCBC started that scholarship fund, 86% increase of African-Americans from Boonville not only going to college, but finishing. The scholarship was not a lot of money in the big grand scheme of things, but it was the whole idea that they had scholarships for African-Americans that were, they're few and far between when you're talking about in the grand scheme of things for the mainstream. So it was just the idea of getting that scholarship that made African-Americans, specifically in my community, want to go out and achieve and advance and excel, not only in high school level, but collegiately as well. One of the fantastic things about the CCBC is that it got to purchase its own history. Let me give you a little bit of background. In 1950, my mother's going to kill me because I don't remember this date. In 1957 or 8, the Sumner School closed as a result of desegregation.
And was that the historically black school in Boonville?
Yeah, Sumner School was a historically black school in Boonville.
And let's just back up one step for some context. Mm-hmm. When we're thinking about Boonville, Missouri, what is the geography that we're talking about here? Where is the Sumner School and where is the neighborhood that historically the students lived in who went there?
Okay, so first of all, the current location of Sumner School is the second incarnation of a second building for Sumner School. The first building is called Daniel Boone Apartments, which was on Spring Street. In 1939, they built the Sumner School that we see today, and it is located on the Water Street on Riverfront, on the east side of Boonville. The school served not only Cooper County residents, but Howard County residents as well. So you had students that came from Fayette, New Franklin, Old Franklin at that time, Boonville, Bunston, that came to summer school. And right now it is located right on the river.
And if you're somewhat familiar with Boonville, mm-hmm. as you're driving through town, mm-hmm. imagine you're preparing to drive across the bridge. You mm-hmm. look down to the left, and there is what is commonly known in the parlance around here as the boat.
The boat. You are correct.
The casino.
Mm-hmm.
It's that road that is directly under the bridge. Mm-hmm. Water Street runs perpendicular mm-hmm. right along the river.
Absolutely.
In Boonville.
Yes, the boat are our neighbors, too. We still call them our east side neighbors, but they're a little bit over to the west. Yes.
So it's been 30 years since CCBC acquired mm-hmm. the Sumner School building.
Yes. And one of the fantastic things about it, when the schools desegregated, former alumni of Sumner School wanted to buy it, and the school wouldn't let them. The Boonville Public School wouldn't let them, and they sold it to Guy's Potato Chips, and they gutted it out and made it a warehouse. Unfortunately, when they gutted it out, they threw away a massive amount of our history. Just massive amounts. I mean, we're talking about medals. We're talking about pictures. We're talking about school records. We're talking about things that people will never get back. And luckily, we've gotten a few things donated back to us. When they gutted it out, they threw away so much. And it was a really big issue that they could not... that the school would not sell it back to the former classmates. So when Guy's Potato Chips said that they were leaving, CCBC had the opportunity to buy it. So in 1986, they raised money and they purchased the former Sumner School and the land around it.
And how in 2017 do you make use of the building and the grounds?
It is a community building. And as all volunteer organizations go through, we had a significant decline in membership and interest in the CCBC simply because people move away. Founding members and people who were very diligent died off, and it almost closed in 2014. So I came back to Boonville in 2013 to help my mother take care of my grandmother who had failing health. And when I first came back, I was reluctant to do anything because I felt like I have my own life, I have my own stuff going on. But a good friend of mine, Corey Wright, said, you know, Tani, we have to do something. This is our legacy. It serves as a community center like it had been starting in 1986. We rent it for parties. We are fundraising significantly for a new roof because it has a flat roof and that flat roof leaks. And right now we are so blessed to run a food bank. Out of the CCBC, we have a partnership with Bethel Perim Ministries. And with that partnership, we service, again, what the CCBC is always about to do, serve the most vulnerable. We serve food out of there Tuesdays and Thursdays. Right now, we're finishing up the summer food program where we make sure that kiddos in the neighborhood, not only in the neighborhood, but in the surrounding areas, have a nutritional lunch and breakfast over the summer. In addition to that, we have our Educational Employment Resource Center. We are the only area resource that allows really unlimited access to computers and internet in the whole Cooper and Howard counties. I know that our library is also trying to do the same, but still you have to have an ID. You have to go to school at State Fair, Community College, et cetera, et cetera. Ours is the only one that does not have those restrictions. And again, we are focused on the most vulnerable and disadvantaged in our community while serving the entire community as well.
That is Boonville resident,
yes.
Tawny Brown. She's also the president of the Concerned Citizens for the Black Community, or
yes.
CCBC.
Yes.
Sitting to her left is somebody who should not be left out of this conversation. And that is, why don't you tell us who you are?
My name is MJ Watkins, and I'm from Jefferson City, Missouri.
She'll say that because she'll say, I'm not. She said, we just live in Boonville, I'm from Jefferson City.
So you can say you've moved around a lot.
Yeah.
You're worldly. And you're Tawny's daughter.
Yes.
As she's talking about this, as she's regaling us with the proud history of Black life in Boonville, and then the legacy, and what goes on at Sumner School. Does this resonate with you? Do you have a role in this?
Well,
do you go to Sumner School and spend time there? And we should clarify, how old are you?
I'm 11.
Okay, go ahead.
Sometimes I will help out like with the parties and stuff like that, and with like the summer food program, I will help with that because like I'll just help my mom and my family.
And it seems like the school and the summer food program and the other programming that goes on at the school, and we'll get to something that's coming up, probably is kind of a, the school becomes kind of a hub. Do you see people there that you wouldn't otherwise bump into?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I'm guessing that that might be a distinct community of people.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, mm-hmm. so how is that? What is the school then for you as a space?
I feel like as like my own like little like my space area, because my mom said whenever like I could like just like play basketball in the gym, I could just go down there and just play basketball in the gym. And I just feel like it's just like my own little space where I can just be like just be myself every year.
And the thing, the great thing about it is this is the same gym that her grandfather played basketball, her great-grandfather played basketball in, same gym that her great-grandmother played basketball in, same gym that her great-uncles played in. So there's a huge historical significance. This is the same gym and the same school that her family members who have passed on have went to school and grew up to be fantastic people. And so she gets to relive that a little bit. And I get to do the same. So I, you know, for me, it's not just a community center. For me, it's a legacy. And it's a legacy not only just for African Americans, it's a legacy for the entire community of Boonville. Boonville should be absolutely very proud that they still have their African American schools still standing. And so one of the things that we want to make sure is that this isn't this is not only an African American place of dignity and pride. It's a place of pride for Boonville, Cooper County, Howard County, Missouri, period.
It sounds like the Sumner School is an active place. It's mm-hmm. a hub of activity.
Yes.
You've been able to save the community resource and mm-hmm. are continuing to work on preserving the building with mm-hmm. the roof fundraiser. Mm-hmm. I want to bring in something that seems timely, and that is that here we are having this discussion on Independence Day 2017,
yes.
a day that Americans across the land celebrate their freedom,
mm-hmm.
the freedom from British tyranny.
Yes.
And we threw off the shackles there.
Mm-hmm.
Then flash forward to the 1860s. Mm-hmm. There was a period where Abraham Lincoln had signed the Emancipation Proclamation,
mm-hmm.
but not everybody had gotten the word
mm-hmm.
yet.
Yes.
So the story, as I understand it, is there were slaves in Texas who it took several weeks for word to reach them.
Maybe years.
And they were the last group to find out. Slavery, it's not legit anymore. It's not legal.
Mm-hmm.
You're free.
Mm-hmm.
The communities across the country celebrate the anniversary of that day. Many do on June 19th.
Mm-hmm.
Or Juneteenth.
Mm-hmm.
CCBC in Boonville has a unique take on it, and
mm-hmm.
you've been doing it for a while. Can you tell us about this year's iteration of the celebration?
Sure, absolutely. It's called many things, but we have for the past 150, this will be 154th celebration of what has always been called the Emancipation Proclamation Celebration, otherwise known to other people as Park Day. This is traditionally when on the first Saturday in August, and because originally it was August the 4th, and there's many different versions of this. The one version is that is when that Missouri's indigenous individuals who owned slaves in Missouri found out that slavery was abolished. One story is that it was August 4th that they found it out, 1863. The other story is that because Caucasian individuals celebrated their independence on July 4th, that African Americans were going to celebrate their independence on August the 4th. So there's two different variations of why we celebrate our emancipation on August the 4th. Now, these emancipation celebrations used to occur all over Missouri. Some people call it Park Day because traditionally you had African Americans gathering at the park. Fish fries, usually sponsored by the church.
Mm-hmm.
This was week-long celebrations. So we had fish fries, we had church revivals out there. Boonville continues to celebrate this. And again, it's 154th this year. And we're so pleased that our community still celebrates it and supports it.
I'm thinking by the nature that it the celebrations last so long that they might be functional a lot like a reunion too, that you're not
absolutely
just celebrating with the neighbors, that people are coming in from some distance.
Yes, yes. And we used to have upwards of 1,200, 1,500 people come to Boonville every year. And it, again, it, as you know, things have waned in recent years. However, with the rebirth of the CCBC, we are getting that back. And we have increased our emancipation, visitors by at least 100 people each year since I took over the presidency. And so it is getting bigger and bigger and getting back to where it once was.
Tell us about this year's event that will be the 154th, when it is, where it is, and what's happening.
Sure. It is the Emancipation Proclamation celebrations will always be the first Saturday in August, the weekend of the first Saturday in August. Because, again, that was the first Saturday in August back in 1863 was August the 4th. On Friday, we'll start out with the little Mr. and Mrs. Emancipation Proclamation contest for individuals, little kids 6 to 8 years old. We will also have a just kind of meet and greet down there at the CCBC. We will also have on Saturday, we'll have our parade in our fish fry picnic sponsored by Morgan Street Baptist Church, which is my church. and we rotate the fish fry around. Each church has an opportunity to make, you know, raise funds through that. And that's traditionally how it's been for the past, over a century. Many people ask us to have food vendors out there. That's why we don't, because we don't want to compete with the church's fundraiser. So we will also have a plethora of different family reunions all over the park. And so that'll be, quote unquote, park day. We will also have a event for the kiddos later on that day with the at Lions Park. We have a fantastic swimming park that will be from 8 to 10 o'clock to keep, you know, give something for the younger kids to do while the parents have a good time at the party. And then on Sunday we will have a fantastic gospel concert. We'll culminate. We always end on a focused on God. That has been a strong sense of stability for the African American community. Church is where we've gotten a lot of our strength, and so we end on it.
That's Tawny Brown, the Boonville resident, is the president of CCBC, or Concerned Citizens for the Black Community. Brown and her daughter, MJ.
Yes.
Dropped by the KBIA studios on this Independence Day 2017 to give us some history and an invitation to an upcoming event.
Yes, please come out.
How do people get more information about the organization?
Please go to www.ccbcboonville.org. Again, and also for individuals who want to know about the emancipation, it's www.boonvilleepc.com.
And to both of you, thanks for making the time to visit today.
Thank you for having us. We appreciate
it.
Once I lived the life of a millionaire, spending my money, didn't have a care. Taking my friends out for a good time, I bought them suppers.